Blake, Adam, maybe you could each take a turn on this. You've both been on a lot of Jets teams over the years that have had some pretty gutsy performances and some might almost call them improbable wins. I mean, where does tonight rank in your eyes and maybe what makes it so special?
I mean, our season was on the line, so I guess that makes it special. It's one win in a long journey. You know, I think we had, I don't know how many wins we had this year, but a good majority of them were like that, where there was some adversity and things we had to overcome from, you know, guys getting hurt, guys quitting, whatever it might be. And, you know, I think, you know, we made the joke yesterday that, you know, things are finally back to normal. So let's get to work.
Yeah, I think to echo what Wheel said is, you know, we're comfortable, you know, facing this adversity. And, you know, it pretty much throughout the year, we've had key guys out of the lineup. And at different points of time, there's been a handful of guys. So, you know, and I think that's in a testament to our team's depth and, you know, guys coming in and, you know, kind of just taking advantage of their opportunity. You look at Harks coming in and, you know, he scores a big goal for us and, you know, that gets us going early in the first. I think, you know, you really saw it tonight where, you know, we were a lot harder on pucks. We were a lot quicker to the battles and, you know, that's the difference. I think, you know, when you mentioned that, you know, maybe the win was improbable, I don't think we approach the game like that. We approach every game knowing that we have a real good chance to win. I think you look at the way our team's built and, you know, the amount of skill we have up front and the quality guys we have on the back end. And, you know, you have a world-class goalie in net who gives you a chance to win every night. So, you know, we knew this was a really important game and, you know, to get us right back in the series. And, you know, we're looking forward to game three tomorrow.
Thank you.
Our next question is from Ted Wyman, Post Media.
Hi, guys. Blake, how big of a lift was it for the bench when Jansen Harkins scores that first goal, the guy who's coming in to replace injured players? And how good do you feel for Nikolaj Ehlers to get such a big goal for his first playoff goal?
I mean, you need guys to step up. And it's not a great situation when you're filling in for Mark Scheifele and Patrick Laine. But I think those guys that all came in with a ton of excitement, you know. You know, guys haven't seen the ice in quite a while, and to be thrust into a huge game like that is very exciting for them. And obviously, you know, Harks is a guy that brings a lot of speed to our lineup, and you know, he's demonstrated the ability to make some plays with the puck on his stick. So it was a huge goal for a young kid to gain some confidence in this type of situation, and obviously for our team to get a boost to kind of pick ourselves off, you know, the floor from last game. And obviously, Nicky's such a key part to our team. You know, we're not going to go anywhere without Nicky's best. And, you know, I think he's gaining confidence here as we go, and to score a huge goal in a huge moment. You know, he's going to be feeling pretty good about himself. And you know, I think we've all seen, you know, what he's capable of when he's feeling good and playing his A game. And we're going to need to see more of that out of him.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Thomas Drance of The Athletic.
Hey, Blake, sorry, I just want to follow up actually on the answer you just gave, especially regarding Ehlers. Cameras caught you just sort of sharing a moment with him on the bench of excitement, but do you think it means more to see a guy like that get a monkey off his back when it's that kind of a greasy goal right in the slot with the defender draped on him?
Well, it's a crazy game, this game we play. It's an odd-shaped puck, and there's cracks all over the ice, and the bounces the puck takes sometimes for and against you. You know, sometimes you wonder if the hockey gods are a real thing. So, I mean, Nicky's had some incredible opportunities, obviously, in the last two postseason runs to score goals, and it just hasn't worked out for him. And then, you know, he's getting cross-checked in the back, and one hits off his stick and goes into an empty net. So, I think that's a testament to a guy sticking with it and doing the right things and staying in the fight. And you know, you guys have no idea what a lift that is, especially when you got to answer the same question postseason after postseason, why you're not scoring, you know, why you're not producing, especially a guy who's used to doing it. So, he's going to have a good sleep tonight. And, like I said, we're going to see some fireworks out of him hopefully tomorrow.
Thanks, Blake.
Our next question comes from Mike Kelly, NHL Network.
See you, Weaver.
How's it going, guys? Very excited. Adam, you talked about being harder on pucks and that being a difference for you guys in this game. And look at the goal that you scored and the sequence that led up to that. Wondering if you could just take us through that shift and what a great job you guys did winning battles and extending that zone time before the puck went in.
Well, I think you look at game one and, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of sustained pressure. You know, we seemed to lose a lot of the 50-50 pucks. And, you know, we talked about just being hard in those areas. And, you know, I think for the most part, you know, with my two wingers right now, they have a lot of speed. But we're going to have a lot of success where, you know, we're in on, we're hard on the forecheck and we're kind of using the cycle. And I think you saw it there. You know, Borky comes around the net and, you know, he puts the puck to the point. And, you know, we got a guy in the slot, a guy at the net. And, you know, that's kind of where we've created the majority of our offense for our line. And, you know, unfortunately, the puck got through and kind of just seemed to land on my stick. And, you know, I was able to put it in the back of the net.
The next question comes from Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.
Thanks, guys. Blake, can you give us a sense of what was said after the second period? Obviously, you guys were, you know, you didn't have the two-goal lead anymore, but you were still in a good spot. Your team's been composed all year. What was it like in the room?
What are we going to do with the two-goal lead? That's too easy for us. You know what I mean? It was that type of game, and I think that we were invested in whatever it was going to take to get a win tonight. You know, obviously losing a two-goal lead, it didn't feel like there was any letdown in our group. There was no disappointment. Our mindset was just finding a way to get that next goal, you know, and just if it took overtime, if it took all day, you know, we were going to find a way today. And I think that was our mindset going into third, was just stay resilient. You know, don't change what we've been doing. It's been working. Be fast when you have the puck on your stick and if you have an opportunity to take a shot. So, you know, we finally got to bounce it our way.
Thank you.
Okay, we're now going to take three questions on Zoom. We will start with Brian Munns.
Like thought from your standpoint, you talked earlier on about, you know, dealing with adversity all season long, but obviously Jansen's a young guy, but the two other guys have been around the league for a while. Just the impact that both Sean and Bork had on the game today.
They were great. I mean, all three guys that came in were great. You know, I think Borky and Shazi, we know what they bring to the table. I think their best attribute is they know what they bring to the table too. So there's no question marks in terms of what you're going to get, what type of performance you're going to get. And what we needed tonight was a little bit of compete, a little bit of effort on pucks. And I think throughout our lineup, we had that and those guys brought that for us tonight.
Two more questions from Zoom. We'll go to Aaron Vickers.
Aaron Vickers, NHL.com. Adam, just want to ask you about Connor Hellebuyck, and he led the NHL in the regular season this year with 18 wins following a loss. Just his consistency and what he's able to bring, how much of a confidence boost is it having him back there?
Yeah, I think we go into the game confident knowing that on any given night he's going to give us a real good chance to win. I think you look at some of the saves he made in the second period when, you know, it seemed like Calgary was gaining a little bit of momentum and, you know, just how composed he is back there. I think, you know, nothing seems to get to him. Nothing seems to rattle him. And, you know, we don't always make the job easy on him, but he always seems to be there when we need him most. And, you know, again, tonight he was terrific.
And our last question comes from Greg Wyshynski, ESPN.com.
Thanks. Hey, Blake, 11 power plays in game one combined, 12 in game two. How aware were you guys coming into the game about how these games had been called in the restart? And is it something, a trend that you expect to continue?
I don't know if it'll continue necessarily. I mean, I think you have to give the refs credit in the sense that they're giving us pretty defined parameters on what they're looking for in calls. I mean, even before the third period, you know, they made it pretty clear what they were looking for. And I think both sides took a penalty in a scrum. So I think we just need to be cognizant of the fact that there are, you know, a little bit of sensitivity in the coming back and some of the calls you're making. So, you know, just keep your stick to yourself and get on the body and, you know, it's on us not to put ourselves in that position. Ultimately, I mean, things are going to happen. Penalties are going to happen. I think the refs are being pretty clear on what they're looking for with regards to the penalties and the penalties that they're calling. So let's just listen to them and you know, just stay on the body and stick to ourselves, and we should be fine.